from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You had mentioned the division, though, the AFC West. I think we've all pretty much declared it over because we all think that they play in a bad division. They are the best team, and there are a lot of question marks. But I got asked on a radio interview, and I think it's fair. I got asked, okay, but what are the circumstances in which any of these teams would compete with the Chiefs? So I started kicking it around. I think for the Raiders, it's fairly simple. The Raiders actually have a lot of offensive weapons. They have, you know, some young, talented running backs. They have, you know, like good wide receiver. If Gardner Minshew has his Baker Mayfield year, they could get like within 3 games. Okay, that's as close as the Raiders can get. We can bury them pretty quick.
Baker Mayfield year was in a crappy NFC South where the winner tied with 9 wins.
Correct. That's why I said they can only get within 3. That's the best case scenario for the Raiders. They finished 3 games away from the division. The Chargers is easy, right? That Quentin Johnson is actually a lot better in year 2. Ladd McConkey is the truth. And Justin Herbert's plantar fascia doesn't bother him the entire time. And then, I don't know, I guess the defense is better than I was expecting. Like, again, like, it takes a bit of a stretch, but Justin Herbert is a good enough quarterback that if there was one team I would entertain this year, it is still them.
I guess. I mean, I just think that roster is super thin. They needed to gut it, and they did. They got some of the younger, the older players out of there. This is a rebuild year, in my opinion, for Harbaugh. Next year, then I think the Chargers become a threat again. I don't think they're a threat at all this year. You're saying, like, what does it look like? Yeah, my issue is, like, I just don't believe, like, Ladd McConkey could be hurt throughout the season himself. Herbert, who knows, with the plantar fascia. And then Quentin Johnston, who I was really high on a year ago. We'll see what he is in year 2. This may surprise you. You can do exact division order standings in order of finish. You know, you can do that FanDuel or whatever.
And how would you do it?
Like, the Chiefs won, but it would, if you're, I don't know what the odds are to get some more money, it would not surprise me if the Chargers are actually the team, Cody, that ended up finishing in last place in the AFC West.
Wow, you think that, like,
I'm serious.
A comedy thing.
Because if Herbert doesn't play very much this season because of the injury, Gardner Minshew's capable of winning random games he has no business winning. And I told
he's
I think the Raiders
made a nice career of it.
I think the Raiders are winning against the Chargers in week 1 as well. If you're just from a value and odds perspective, I could see order of finish would get Chiefs 1, you know, pick the Broncos 2 or Raiders 3, and Chargers finish dead last in this division.
If Herbert's healthy, though, do you think the Chargers,
if Herbert's healthy, they don't finish dead last, but it'll be close.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The gap between last and second, it might be 6 wins to 8 wins. I don't think anybody else in the AFC West is getting to 9 wins. I think 8 wins is the peak after Kansas City. I think the Broncos and Raiders both could be an 8-win, 7-win
team. So the truth is, you don't think that there's a scenario barring Mahomes going down.
Correct.
Like, it would have to be something Chiefs related in order for one of these teams to compete in the division.
Like, you just went through a couple.
I just think it's a stretch.
Gardner,
I think it'd be like
Minshew.
Bo Nix would have to end up being CJ Stroud. Okay.
Well,
and then in that scenario, their defense probably still isn't good enough, but still.
And they don't have the weapons that Houston has either.
No. He'd be throwing it to Cortland Sutton and then a bag of rocks.
The Texans did not have a team like the Chiefs in their division last year. That's the other problem.
Trevor
Lawrence and the Jags were disappointing. The Colts, Anthony Richardson got hurt. The Titans stunk. Like,
is there any other division in football that you feel this way, where there's just no hypothetical in which you can
probably not,
you know, just be like, there's no, because like I could see a way in which the 49ers fall short.
Correct.
Because there's other good teams in the division. The Rams get the division. Dolphins, Bills. We know that that one's open. We know that the South is open.
The Chiefs are in the easiest division in football.
Yeah.
And they're a big reason why, like, they're making it easy because they've been so dominant, right? Let me be clear on that. Like, the Chiefs have to factor into this equation too. It's not just that these other teams are disappointing, but the Chiefs have made it feel this way. They have won it, what, 8 years? Are we up to 8 now?
Yeah.
8 years in a row. I mean, that is not just the division not being good. It is also your own dominance. The same way we talked about the Patriots in the AFC East. Yeah, their division stunk for a bulk of it, the quarterbacks that were in it, but Tom Brady and the Patriots were also that damn good.
Yeah, they kept you underneath them. But they never, Justin Herbert's the best quarterback that they ever had in the division with Tom Brady until Josh Allen eventually was there.
Sure.
Like, I mean, there wasn't a quarterback. Mark Sanchez and Jay Fiedler and Chad Pennington all those years. They weren't going up against any kind of realistic.
Cleo Lemon and whatever his name was. In Miami.
Cleo Lemon, he was in Miami briefly. Gosh. It was a pretty bleak turn of quarterbacks. And J.P. Lossman and Tyrod Taylor and a million others that filtered through those organizations against him. But that's what
one
it looks
the best
like.
Backup quarterbacks ever,
Tyrod. But that's
Taylor.
What it looks like in the AFC West right now. Right now, it is Bo Nix, a 29-year-old rookie quarterback.
Oh, 29.
Okay. He's not okay.
Gardner Minshew.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
How old is he really? 24?
He's 24. He turns 25 in February.
If he gets to the Super Bowl, he'll.
That's not happening either.
It's a bit of an age discrepancy between the two.
How old is Gardner Minshew? Like 28, 29?
He's in his 20s still?
I think so.
No.
He just looks older.
Yeah. I think he's like 28.
He's in his 20s still?
He's as old as I am.
He just looks older.
Yeah, you guys look like you grew up in different generations. Not just like you guys are the same age. They legitimately, Drew and Gardner Minshew look like they're 10 years apart.
We've said this. Drew could pass for like a 19, 20-year-old if he had to. Like if he was wearing the right clothes and he was in the right setting, you'd be like, oh, he kind of still fits. Gardner Minshew, it's the facial hair, the mustache.
I think maybe we were talking about division. If there's any other division like it, maybe the NFC South, where Atlanta's just so good or is too good now. I know that it's the Falcons, but just collectively getting Kirk Cousins and the group that they have, there's nobody that's beating them. I mean, the Saints aren't good enough. The Buccaneers aren't.
But the AFC West and then NFC South are the two worst divisions in football.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.